We're here at Pinecraft asking Anabaptists to get their Bibles, and let's talk about the path to eternal life. I'm looking at men flying by on three-wheeled bikes. Everybody's eating ice cream, playing bocce ball, shuffleboard. Nobody will talk about the gospel and glorify God in the Word of God, in spirit and truth. They make excuses for man-made religion. They make excuses for their behavior. Let's talk about what happened when we got here. We walked up. I don't even have my amp on today. We walked up to preach the gospel. And they're all playing bocce ball and shuffleboard. And they started singing their spiritual songs, many of them very unbiblical, like Amazing Grace. You're not going to get God's grace as you live in sin. They started singing to block out the preaching. God is going to reject your worship and your life, Anabaptist men, because you're in hypocrisy, sin, and carnality. And then we were witnessing to some young youth, and they're blaring their golf cart horns. One guy got off and came up and was putting his hands on me. What a wicked bunch. But yet the truth goes out, and we hope that those young people and other people that'll hear will realize that they're wasting their life on three-wheeled bikes, wasting their life in man-made traditions. The Amish and the Anabaptists and the Mennonites do not keep the oracles of God. They're following false man-made traditions that damn your soul. Jesus tells us that in Mark 7. So we'll patiently wait and see if anyone, any man, how about you, sir? Can you bring your Bible? It's amazing.
I'm a street evangelist. Christ.
You are.
I am.
What is it, ma'am?
Hey.
Time to revive. Here, let me give you a biblical one.
It is from the Bible.
There.
It's all from the Bible. Romans, Ephesians.
Well, here, take this one and test it. We'll take yours and test it. Test that one to the Word of God.
Yep.
This one has a biblical gospel on it, which I'm not exactly seeing on here because I see the scriptures on here.
It doesn't call for any repentance, ma'am.
Yeah, I don't see repentance.
I don't see new life on here, being born again.
Obedience, I don't see holiness.
Go over the gospel with her if she wants to hear it.
Would you like to hear the gospel, ma'am?
I know the gospel.
Take that card and test yourself to it, because what's on your card isn't containing that. That's why I wanted to.
It doesn't call you to repentance, ma'am. Jesus,
you need to refine this and get your life in refinement.
Jesus' first ministry words were repent.
Okay, will you allow me to speak? I repented 46 years.
Repentance is a daily thing, ma'am. Not a one-time thing.
And it's a turning of your mind and your ways. We can see you haven't totally turned and repented from the world. You haven't come out of the world. You have to repent from the world and everything in
your
politics,
words,
and the
gospel, good news, lifting up the only way to eternal life. Sir, can you bring your Bible? You got room in your basket to carry a Bible around. Maybe you can bring a Bible. How about you, sir? You're an old man like me. Death is coming for you. Why don't you want to talk about Jesus Christ and the path to eternal life? Are you dead in your sins and transgressions? Hey, sir, you can say stuff when you drive by. Why don't you come talk about the gospel with us? No gospel that doesn't call you to faith in Jesus Christ, allegiance to follow, repentance coming out of the world. You got to repent and come out of the world and man-made religion like the Anabaptist faith. And if it doesn't talk about new life by the Spirit and holiness and obedience, enduring to the end, it's a false gospel. Anabaptists have a false gospel. Catholics, evangelicals have a false gospel. Jesus said, you know a tree by its fruit. Look at the fruit of the Anabaptists. Leisure, carnality, man-made religion, traditions of men, mockery, no love, no spirit and truth. They're going to be separated from God on Judgment Day. Jesus Christ came into the world to seek and save the lost. Repent, young people. Seek the kingdom of God. Don't live in worldliness and carnality. Don't live in sin and man-made traditions. People riding around on electric bikes that cost thousands of dollars. And they're using electric. But the Amish oftentimes say, don't use electric. But for your vacation, it's okay. I thought all our money is God's money. Did God tell you to buy a three-wheeled bike and rent it in foolishness? Did God tell you to waste your life on vacation, sir? Judgment Day is coming. You're going to be sent away into weeping and gnashing of teeth. Worldly Anabaptists have no hope. Anabaptists have no hope because they are worldly. Sir, where's your Bible? Tell me the gospel to eternal life. Another man driving by. Pleasure more important than the word of God. Pleasure more important than the word of God. Carnality and flesh.
What's this got to do with pleasure? Going some. This is my transportation.
Really?
Yeah, just like your feet. It's my transportation.
Really? Let's talk about the gospel. Why do you look so angry, sir?
Well,
let's talk about the gospel. Is that your wife's transportation too, the three-wheeler? Yeah. Tell your husband to come bring his Bible, ma'am. We're going to show you why the Mennonite and the Amish faith is full of sin and it'll cost you your soul.
Well, everyone had some sin. No one's perfect.
Ma'am, one sin put Adam and Eve. You're laughing about sin, ma'am. How wicked. You're laughing about sin. You're laughing. You're laughing about sin. One sin put Adam and Eve out of the garden.
What's your transportation?
What's the gospel, sir? Let's talk about what matters. What's the gospel, sir?
You're accusing me for a pleasure bike. It's a mess by transportation.
What are you here in Pinecraft for?
What?
What are you here for?
For the weather. What are you here for?
I'm here to preach the gospel like I'm doing. You're here on vacation for the weather. I'm here for Jesus Christ. Come bring the gospel, sir. If you don't have the gospel, you're a well without water. Repent or you're going to lose your soul on Judgment Day. Do you understand why we're not Anabaptist? Have you been able to grasp that yet? Yeah, it's still going. It's okay. My young brother knows why we're not Anabaptist.
They give off, it's like the whited sepulcher kind of
it
thing.
Is. So amen.
It's like they
amen.
Give off that outward
bags appearance. Of dead men's bones, right?
Yeah, it's just bags of bones.
Cast yourself to the word of God. Seek the kingdom of God. The Anabaptist faith is deceiving you. The Anabaptist faith is far from the truth of the gospel that saves. The shed blood of Jesus is nothing to be mocked at, laughed at, ignored, and stepped over. The shed blood of Jesus calls you to holiness and righteousness and goodness and truth and sound doctrine. You leave man-made traditions if you worship Christ. Jesus said, no one that is implanted by my Father will make it. Everything's going to be uprooted. So if your doctrines are not rooted, why don't you go park, sir, and come back and talk to me? You can park your car and come back and talk to me. That'd be awesome. We'll be standing here. You can come back and talk to me then. We're here lifting up the biblical gospel, loving our neighbor. Sir, can you bring the Bible? How about you, sir? You're an old man like me. What's the gospel to eternal life? Or is tooling around more important than truth? Jesus said, go into the world, preach the gospel, make disciples, teaching them to obey everything he's commanded. Is that what you're doing today, Anabaptist? If you're not doing that, Anabaptist, you have no hope of eternal life to come. We love you. If you don't repent, you're going to lose your souls. You have to lay down your life. Jesus said in Matthew 10, lose your life to find it in Christ. You're not finding your life by living as an Anabaptist. I should say you're not losing your life by living as an Anabaptist. You're finding life on this earth that is not going to save you. Jesus wasn't an Anabaptist. Why are you? Repent, turn from your idleness and your false ways. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Jesus would rebuke the Anabaptists today. Open your Bible, sir, and I'll show you why. Jesus would rebuke the evangelicals and the Catholics. No thumbs up, sir, unless you have the gospel. Do you have the gospel to eternal life? No thumbs up. Nope. Not if you can't preach the gospel. You don't get the thumbs up and drive by. That's a carnal lip service, thumb service way. If you love God, you speak the word of God in truth and in the spirit. So far, we see Anabaptists that love games and frivolity, but they don't love the truth of God. They don't love God's people. But we love them enough to come and stand on a corner peacefully and share the truth of the gospel. You're born of his spirit. This is how you can know you're of God. Those born of his spirit love his word and his ways. But if you keep man-made traditions like the Anabaptists, you don't love God's ways. You love the ways of man. That's going to cause you to lose your soul. Jesus said, repent lest you perish. Let's talk about what repentance means. Sir, do you know the gospel to eternal life? You're wasting your life in this type of life. Repentance is to change your mind and change your ways. Repentance is to come out of the world and the systems of religion around you. Anabaptism is a system of religion that cannot save you. Anabaptist ways were invented about 600 years ago. We had a foolish man telling me Jesus was an Anabaptist. Some foolish man here is telling me Jesus was an Anabaptist. There was no Anabaptist until 600 years ago. I guess Jesus showed up 600 years ago somewhere. No, Jesus wasn't an Anabaptist. Why are you, sir? Why are you an Anabaptist? Who told you to wear a straw hat? Who told you to name yourself Amish? Who told you to not love your neighbor? Sir, do you know the gospel?
Yes, sir.
Why don't you come and tell it to us?
Test
us, sir. You're supposed to love us. Wicked men ride around on bikes and deny the truth of God and deceive their families because the truth is not in them. They ride by with smirks on their faces, smug hypocrisy, like I've got it already. Yet Jesus said, love your neighbor, preach the gospel, live it, walk in holiness and righteousness. A whole bunch of smug Anabaptists here. A whole bunch of pride-filled, wicked heretics. Jesus said, you know a tree by its fruit? We know your fruit, Anabaptists. Your fruit is corrupt. And you don't have much fruit at all. Jesus said in John 15, those that don't produce much fruit, they're cut off and thrown in the fire. Anabaptists are going to be cut off and thrown in the fire because they don't produce much fruit according to the holy word of God. The evidence is shown today. Men don't even love the word of God. Men won't even open the scriptures to the word of God. We walk here, we come here and we see hundreds of old men like me foolishly tooling around on bicycles to go eat ice cream, to play shuffleboard and bocce ball, but not to open the scriptures, not to be transformed and made new. Why is that? Because the Anabaptist faith, like the evangelical faith, like the Roman Catholic faith, raises up spiritually dead people that have no hope of eternal life to come. The word of Christ is the marker and the standard. And when you test the Anabaptist faith to the word of God, it absolutely is false. Sir, if you got something to say, why don't you come and stop and talk? Only Revelation 21:8 cowards drive by and yell things out and keep going. People who love the truth come to the word of God, open the scriptures, and test themselves to the word of God. Have you tested your Anabaptist faith to the word of God, sir?
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
What foolishness. They drive by and make sounds with their mouths, like they're driving their horses. Hey, maybe that's it. They're supposed to be driving their horses. Instead, they're driving two-wheel buggies, three-wheel buggies.
Hey, we're toward Anna Baptist Bean.
Sir, I've been doing this for years. Is that all you got? I love you. Everybody comes and asks what Anabaptist means.
Yeah, don't you even know?
I do, sir.
What's
the gospel that's more important? You show your heart, sir. You don't even care about the shed blood of Jesus. All you care about is your foolish name that marks you, that people gave you that you keep, like Mennonite, like Amish. Why don't you talk about Jesus Christ and his shed blood, sir? You're an old man like me. Don't you have any wisdom? Don't you have any love for the truth? Are you even born of God?
Yes, I am.
Then what do you care about the word Anabaptist over the shed blood of Jesus?
Is the way you were trying to evangelize.
Hey, Adam, don't you talk about Jesus one time.
Yes. That's the way the devil does it.
The devil does it? The devil preaches the gospel?
You know what the word Anabaptist stands for?
The devil preaches the gospel?
Hey.
Is that what you're saying? The devil preaches the gospel? I was talking to this man, sir. Yeah. Are you guys so in your flesh that you walk up and interrupt people rudely?
No, go ahead.
Thank you, sir. Why don't you give a little space, too? It would be a little bit nice. That's like common decency.
What are you scared of?
I ain't scared of nothing, sir. I'm afraid of no man. But it's respectful to have space.
Right?
Remember COVID? Okay. Arm length is a good idea. Put your arm out, sir.
Yeah.
There you go.
Over,
that's a good length.
I was over there. And
unless it's my wife and I'm hugging her. I don't need to be any closer.
All I heard you say
so let's
was
go back.
Why aren't
let's
you
go back.
Jesus?
The shed blood of Jesus is more important than worrying about what the word Anabaptist means. If you don't know the gospel to eternal life and the path, if you don't know the gospel, ma'am, did you know gluttony is a sin, then you should probably go on a diet? Did you know that, ma'am? Has anyone told you that?
Gee, you're nice, too, aren't you?
Yeah. Hey, aren't you a nice guy?
I love you. Jesus commands me to love my enemies. I love you.
Hey, did you ever hear Jesus condemn
people? What makes me your enemy?
Of course Jesus condemned people. Judge them. Did you ever read the Pharisees? Matthew 23. Hypocrite, 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 hypocrite. I think that was 8 times he did it in Matthew 23. Did I answer your question? Jesus judged them for their sin and their hypocrisy. I'm judging the Anabaptists for their sin and their hypocrisy today. You care more about your man-made name than the shed blood of Jesus. Christ came into the world to shed his blood and to redeem a peculiar people. And through repentance, coming out of the world and man-made religion, you can find eternal life through new life. And the new life of Christ leads you out of man-made tradition, sir. Would you like a gospel card? It shows you what you lack in the Anabaptist faith. Would you like a gospel card, sir? The shed blood of Jesus through repentance will cause you to be born again by the Spirit of God. And when you're born again by the Spirit of God, holiness and righteousness becomes your truth.
Hey, why do you ignore me?
I'm not done preaching. When I'm done preaching, maybe I'll talk to you. Do I come and interrupt your pastor's preaching?
You just did.
No, you're not my pastor.
You're doing it all the time?
No, this is a public
you're
place.
You're standing here, Anabaptist.
This is
Anabaptist,
a public place.
Anabaptists
are full of heretics and sin. They're heretics and sin.
Why do you dress the way you do?
So Jesus said,
why do you dress the way you do?
If you'll seek the kingdom of God in righteousness, you can have the hope of eternal life to come. Matthew 6:33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and everything else will be added unto you. The Anabaptists are not seeking the kingdom of God. You have a false kingdom that's built on man-made traditions in your farm communities, built on your businesses and mammon, but it's not built on the Word of God in its entirety. You have some of the things of the Word of God, right? But Jesus said in Mark 7, "Howbeit in vain do you worship me, teaching the commandments of men for the doctrines of God." You worship God in vain.
Not true.
You worship God in vain. God never ordained you to keep Christmas. God never ordained you to keep Resurrection Sunday, Easter. God never told you Good Friday. Good Friday's a lie. Easter's a lie. Christmas is a lie. God never told you to put on straw hats. God never told you to put little white bonnets on your head.
Jesus never rose from the dead.
God never told you to live after
question.
The pattern of men.
Jesus never rose from the dead. Is
Is that what you're saying?
God told you, Christ told you, to live by every word out of the mouth of God, Matthew 4:4. What are you living by today, Anabaptists? What are you living by? You're living by man-made traditions. Sir, you're spitting at me. That's disgusting.
I'm answering your question and you won't listen to me.
Remember?
Yeah.
Don't spit in my face, sir. That's disgusting.
Excuse me.
Okay. Why don't you settle down? You're flesh. If you're a spirit man, why don't you calm down? Why don't you calm down if you're a spirit man? I'm preaching. I'm absolutely calm. You're the one busted out getting in my face. I don't have to talk to you at all.
I know you don't have to.
There you go. Then why are you forcing me to?
Well, I'm just saying, you can't put everybody...
When I'm ready to talk to you, I'll talk to you if I do it all. If I don't,
see,
then
you,
I don't.
You don't have 2 feet to stand on.
Actually, I have 2 feet that God gave me, but my feet are on the solid rock of Jesus Christ, not Anabaptist man-made religion. So we love our neighbor to warn you that the Anabaptist faith is going to destroy your soul, steal your soul, send you to hell. Sir, come and talk about the gospel if you've got it. You don't have it. The Anabaptists don't preach the biblical gospel. The Anabaptists aren't born again by the biblical gospel. The Anabaptists don't even know the Word of God in its entirety. If they did, they would not be living after what the pattern of life they live. Jesus said, no man can come after me lest the Father draws him. If you were drawn by the Spirit of God, guess what? If you were drawn by the Spirit of God, you would love the Word of God, you would obey the Word of God, and you would leave the Anabaptist ways because it's sin and it's false. Excuse me. It's sin and it's false and it's outside the Word of God. The Anabaptist ways are far from the truth of God. The Anabaptist ways keep you awash in sin and worldliness. Anabaptist ways keep you feeding your flesh, living for mammon and the traditions of men. Paul said in Romans 12:2, do not be conformed to the world. Guess what? You Anabaptists are conformed to the world, your Anabaptist world. It's part of Satan's kingdom. Did you know there's two kingdoms? Jesus said the kingdom has come in him. It's in the heart of his people. That's not the Anabaptist people. Jesus did not start the Anabaptist faith. Man did.
That's right.
And then the second kingdom is Satan's kingdom. 2 Corinthians 4:4 says, Satan is the god of this world.
I agree with you. Jesus was an Anabaptist.
Satan's the god of this world. And so you have to ask yourself, Anabaptist, what kingdom are you living for? If you're an Anabaptist, you're in Satan's kingdom. And you're following man-made religion. And you got to come out of it. You got to repent and you seek it in spirit and truth. The kingdom of God today is in your heart. It's not this world. Jesus said this world is not of my Father's kingdom. If you're born again, the Spirit of God is in your heart and you obey God's word. You don't obey man-made traditions like the Anabaptists. You don't keep some ordinung. You do not live after the pattern of a bunch of elder men teaching false traditions. Jesus hated false tradition. In fact, in the book of Psalms, it says Jesus, he's the creator, hates workers of iniquity. Go read it. Psalm 5:5, Psalm 11:5. Jesus hates workers of iniquity. It's what it says. The Anabaptists are workers of iniquity. That means sin. Jesus hates you while you keep sin. It's what it says in the Bible. How do you get the love of God? Repent. Cleanse yourself in the blood of the Lamb. See who Christ is, this glorious Savior. Conform your life by the Spirit of God through repentance to His word and ways. But as long as you live in man-made religion, God hates you. You need more proof? Go read John 9. The Bible says God does not hear the prayers of sinners. I had a whole bunch of Anabaptists tell me, we're just a bunch of sinners. That means God doesn't hear your prayers. God's people are not sinners. God's people are saints who repent of all sin. So it's a true saying, God does hate every false way, Psalm 119, 104. So God hates the Anabaptist ways. And if you align to the Anabaptist or evangelical or Catholic or Mormon, if you align to those ways, you are on the wrath side of God. Does it make sense, young man? You're on the wrath side of God. How do you get the love of God? You just get it automatically by believing? No. Because I was born an Anabaptist? No. Because I go to church on Sunday? No. How do you get the love of God? This is the love of God, 1 John 5:3, that we keep his commandments. Christ made the way of eternal life for those who obey him, Hebrews 5:9. Anabaptists don't obey God. They obey man-made traditions. You're bringing the wrath of God upon you by continuing to follow the traditions of men. You're bringing the wrath of God upon you by living after a pattern of the world and false religion. So I love my neighbor enough to tell you the truth, to repent and come out and seek the kingdom of God in spirit and truth. God is so good, young man. God is so good. But this saying is true. No man can inherit eternal life as he lived after the pattern of this world. No man is going to inherit the kingdom of God as you keep sin. Hebrews 10:26 says, if we willfully sin, there's no sacrifice left for our sin. Test yourself to the Word of God, neighbors, whatever faith you are, Anabaptist, Roman Catholic, Lutheran, atheist, Christ is coming in flaming fire. You're going to be outside of the truth of God.
Coming out of the world, being separate from the world, you change how you talk, how you dress, how you associate.
Sound doctrine.
Everything is aligned to the Word of God.
Okay, so
are you Anabaptist, sir?
I'm a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ.
You go to an Anabaptist church?
I do it here.
Okay. Can I ask you a question? How come everybody that's an Anabaptist never says, yes, I'm Anabaptist? They'll go, well, no, I'm really a Christian first. And then when you pressure them, they go, yeah, yeah.
You know why?
It's like you're embarrassed of it.
You know why I don't in this conversation? It's because you are so anti that.
Really?
And so I just was not bringing
that. I am anti-sin. And I am anti-false man-made tradition.
I'm just saying. Okay, so I see you dress very modestly, all of you.
The Bible doesn't tell us to dress modest. It tells us to dress biblical. The word modest is a terrible translation.
Tell me, I would rather talk with him right now.
Why,
because,
sir? I'm your
because
age.
Because you're too much in my face.
Really?
And I don't like that. Anyways, so...
Guess what, sir? I think you will talk to me or we're not interested.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
So I just was wondering... where do you
What's the gospel? Let's focus on the gospel.
Out of the scripture?
Did you cover the gospel yet?
Where do you get out of the
Why don't you preach the gospel to him? Go ahead and preach the gospel.
Where do you get out? Where
preach the gospel, brother. Just preach it.
The foundation of everything, sir.
Thank you.
There you go. See, this is how you get rid of mockers. They don't want the gospel. Move them on their way. That's how we do it. That's how we do it. If you don't want the gospel, we got people worried about what's the name Anabaptists mean. How about the shed blood of Jesus Christ? How about his death, burial, and resurrection? How about his coming back in flaming fire to judge and destroy Anabaptists who don't know and obey God? How about that, sir? He's going to judge you because you don't know and obey God. We're just lovingly telling you the truth today. Unless you repent, you have no hope. Open the Holy Scriptures. Amen? Amen means you agree with what I'm saying. Really? Are you here? Are you an Anabaptist?
I was raised that way, yeah.
What's that?
I was raised Amish, yeah.
And what are you now? You don't look Amish. Let me give you a gospel card. You don't look Amish at all. You look like a worldly young man.
Holy Spirit, my friend.
Holy Spirit? What does the Holy Spirit lead you to?
You mean, if I have questions, I can just ask the Holy Spirit.
Really? Do you need God's word?
I have God's word.
Okay. So God's word informs us on how we live. Okay, so what is, we've been asking people, what is the gospel by which you claim you're going to find salvation and eternal life? You probably found out the Amish didn't have it. They don't have a biblical gospel. Yes. What is the biblical? That's right, you're saying it, right?
Yeah.
Thank you. An ex-Amish man telling me the Amish don't know the gospel. Thank you, young man. What is the biblical gospel?
There's some that do.
There's different groups, and there might be some people in there that got to come out, but in general. That's like saying America is evil and corrupt and sinful. There's some people that aren't that way, but most of America is. So what is the gospel to eternal life?
The gospel is good news.
Means good news. Explain it to my brother. You're about his age. Explain it to my brother. Explain it to him. He wants to hear the gospel. Don't ignore them. He wants to hear the gospel. Test yourself to the word of God, neighbors. Judgment's coming. What are you living for? Your Amish life is not going to save you. Your Amish life isn't going to save you, sir.
For Jesus Christ, I'm living for Jesus.
But you can't follow Jesus in your man-made traditions, sir.
Why?
Because he said you worship me in vain, Mark 7, according to your man-made traditions.
Right.
It's what it says in Mark 7. See, they deny the word of God. That's why we're here, to open our eyes and wake them up. They deny the word of God. Jesus said, by the keeping of man-made traditions, you worship me in vain. You can't keep man-made traditions. Would you like a gospel card? What's that? Are you Anabaptist?
No.
You're here with the Anabaptists?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, why do you say you're not an Anabaptist then?
Because I'm not.
But why are you here with them? You're united to them, right? Amish, Mennonite, which one?
I had to test myself. Huh?
What church do you go to? Can I ask?
Non-denomination.
Okay, I hear that a lot too, but it's got Anabaptist flavors to it. That card's for you. You've been standing there listening. So, how'd that go, brother?
I asked him for the gospel. He said, I can't explain it. It's just the Bible. I'm like, that's it, sir. It's just the Bible. And I said,
and I gave him.
I tried to do a heart-to-heart with him. I'm like, I was a Lutheran for 21 years. I didn't know the gospel at all. Test your heart, sir.
Repent, sir. The Amish faith, the Anabaptist faith's going to damn you.
It should be pouring out of you if you had the Holy Spirit.
He was a younger guy, so I thought, I'd hand him off to you. Yeah. That other older guy was just nothing but trouble. He had nothing but trouble. We're loving our neighbors, lifting up the truth today. Do you open your Bibles? Are you hungry for righteousness, goodness, and truth? Jesus said, blessed are the meek and the humble. They will inherit the earth. Anabaptists aren't going to inherit anything. The youth are more interested in volleyball and basketball. The older people, shuffleboard and bocce ball and biking. We come here because there's always a new crowd. We got to preach to a bunch of young people. They'll be changed by the truth, even if they never repent. They're changed because you cannot unhear the truth of God's word. So that's why we go. That's why we preach. That's why we tell the Anabaptist people this is an Anabaptist community. Jesus was not an Anabaptist. Why are you? Jesus would rebuke the Anabaptists and tell them to come out of their sin. Tell them come out of their dead, false, man-made religion. Jesus said, narrow is the way and few there be that find it. That word few means puny.
The guy over there, standing next to the blue building, is the mocker from 1 year you did the I remembered it from that day.
Did you see that big guy coming over getting my face? He's talking and the spit flies out. I'm like, sir. I'm like, that's gross. You're spitting. He like backed down right away.
He pushed your button one time.
Huh?
He did, yeah.
And you said, I love you.
Oh, when I said that to him?
Yeah. I saw the finger.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I get you.
I
get you. I turned to him. I'm like,
I know.
Love you, sir.
Yeah,
I know, because you're accountable.
Test yourself to the word of God, the narrow path to salvation. Do you know the path to eternal life, sir?
Yes, I do.
You don't look like an Anabaptist guy. You look like just a regular guy in America.
Exactly.
Okay, take a gospel card. That's right here.
I want to ask you a favor.
Favor? Just that one. What's wrong, sir?
Will you pray for me?
I will. What's your name? I don't pray in public, but I'll pray for you in my own life. What's your name?
My name is Kirk.
What's wrong?
I've suffered a little physical injuries.
With injuries?
Yeah.
You're suffering with injuries?
Yeah. What? I was just hit by a car.
What? But you're riding a bike. You must not be too bad.
It's easier to ride a bicycle than it is to walk.
Oh, okay.
It's my hip.
All right. Do you live around here?
I'm homeless.
Oh, you're homeless. Are you hungry?
No, I'm not.
You got food and everything?
Yes, okay. Sir, I do.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what. I minister to homeless people all over. On that card, do you have a phone?
Yes, sir, I do.
Do you go on the internet?
No, sir, no. I don't.
Okay. Do you have a pencil or anything?
I got in my backpack.
Yeah, get your backpack. I'll give you my phone number. And you can reach out to me, and me and my brothers love to help people, encourage people in the things of God. We'll write it right on that card for you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Were you just down in the park here today?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Just...
How long have you been homeless?
3 years.
Where do you live? Why are you homeless? What happened? How did you get
injuries.
This way? Okay.
Physical injuries.
Yeah. No family or nothing around here?
No, sir.
No. Is there any drugs or alcohol involved?
No.
Not
for 2 years.
Okay, good for you.
I was
praise God.
Addict. I've been clean for over 2.5 years.
Wow. Good for you.
This is my only drug. Right?
Oh, yeah, you got to get rid of that too. But yeah, cigarettes. Yeah, I'm going to write my. Hold on. I'm going to write my phone number right here.
It was easier to get off the heroin than to stick the cigarettes.
Are you serious? I was never addicted to either, so I wouldn't know, but I'm going to take your word for it. Yeah, they all have a powerful draw, don't they?
Yes, they do. Well, I know both of them had the capability of killing me.
There you go. 608-547-8162.
Thank you, sir.
You call me, text me. And we would love to help you.
I saw you guys earlier over there in the park, and I wanted to get up and talk to you.
Yeah.
But I just want to spend time with Jesus.
What, you know the gospel?
Not as well as I should have.
Jesus, here's the thing. You wear a cross. That's important. Yes, the cross is a sign, not really the cross, but he died on a stake.
Exactly.
Jesus Christ. Okay, hold on. Jesus came into the world to live the perfect life. He was God. He came down to reach down to you and I. And he lived the perfect life, and he showed us the kingdom of God to come, okay? And he showed us what we must do to attain it. And he went, and he died, and he shed his blood, and he rose again. And he said, come, all ye that are weary and heavy laden, come to me, and I will give you rest. So he means what he says. He's God. He tells the truth. But here's the thing. I know, but here's the thing. What he did was free, okay? It's a gift, not free. It's a gift. But there is a cost to it. And the cost is, in order for you to follow the kingdom, you have to surrender your entire life. And you have to be willing to turn away from all sin. And come out of the world. And you have to be willing to seek him in spirit and truth. And just deny everything about your flesh. Because see, your flesh is here to destroy you. The culture is here to destroy you. Okay? And so if you're willing to lay down your life, place your faith in Jesus Christ by his shed blood, you're willing to repent. That means turn your life. You're going to change. Your whole life's going to change. You pick up your stake and follow him. Pick up that yoke that he tells us to carry. And then you can be born again by the Spirit of God. When you're born again, you begin to see all things new. Okay? All things become new when you're born again. And you begin to seek the kingdom of God in spirit and truth. Do you have a Bible?
Not presently.
All right.
And the reason why is because I'm illiterate.
Well, you can't read?
I can't.
Well, you text me or call me. I'll read the Bible to you.
I've
read it to you. And so the Bible says,
you
repent.
Read to me.
Yep. What's that?
apps on my phone to read.
Okay,
the Bible.
There you go. And yeah, okay, you can go find, use like the King James Bible and it'll read it back to you, okay? So go and start reading through the Gospels and see what Jesus did. But by his shed blood and repentance, you're born again. You have to follow him in spirit and truth, which means you got to walk in holiness and righteousness. It's one of the reasons why I stand against man-made religion. They're not keeping the commandments of God. And then you got to endure every day till the end in a saving faith. So you got that. You contact me, and I will help you in the Word of God. And if you have needs, we'll help you.
I will contact you.
Okay. I'll help you, man. I love you. I love you. All right?
I'll be here preaching. I told you to, but I was afraid to let go of my backpack.
Yeah. We're here preaching, but you contact me, and we're in the area for a while, and we'll be happy to help you.
Listen, originally I asked you to pray for me. And I would appreciate it if you would do that.
I will.
Okay. I have issues with my health.
Mm-hmm.
And I got issues with my son.
Mm. Oh, your son.
A 30-year-old man.
Yeah. All the answers to everything that you need is in Christ.
I believe that.
Change your affection. Change your worrying about the things of the world. Change your affections to the things of Christ. And all the rest of that fades away. Because none of that matters. Because one day, you're an old man like me. One day, you're going to die.
I know.
And you're either going to hear, well done, good and faithful servant, because you lost your
life
and followed him.
Or
you're going to hear, away from me, I never knew you. Like the Anabaptists, you're going to hear, away from me, I never knew you. Because they do a bunch of religious things, but they're not really born of God's Spirit.
Okay? I believe that. All right.
Yeah. You contact me, we'll help you.
I promise.
All right. Sounds good. We love you. God be praised. All right. We're lifting up the biblical gospel. Holy is the Lamb of God, so worthy to be praised.
God bless you.
Oh, I'm fine. Thank you. I'm fine. I'm absolutely fine. Thank you. We're all fine. We all have our own water. Thank you so much. No, don't leave it there because the car's going to run it over. We don't want it, sir. It's glass. You should take it and get it out of here.
Young man, if I finish it, will you take the glass with you?
Huh?
If I finish it, will you take it?
You don't want a car running over glass. We have our own water. Thank you. But here's what the Bible says. The Bible talks about giving a drink of cold water to a prophet. I'm not a prophet. That doesn't mean you just give water and walk away and live your worldly life. What that means is you follow after. If you receive a prophet, you receive what he's saying. If you receive a prophet, you walk in his ways, the ways of God. You don't just hand somebody food or drink. You don't just do religious stunts. That's what the Anabaptists and the world is used to, religious stunts. When you receive a prophet,
your good deeds are like dirty rags at God's feet.
Well, that's not true.
That's
if you're doing,
the Bible says.
That's filthy rags theology. That's a wrong theology. If you're working righteousness, God sees it. As long as you don't live in hypocrisy,
exactly. As long as you don't.
So God's not looking for people to do little frivolous stunt actions of faith, like going to church, like reading the Word, and not obeying it, not keeping it. What does God call us to do? To walk in his ways and keep his word. That's what the scriptures say.